A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him or her by demanding interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will listen, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. If we read the Bible from beginning to end, we cannot miss noticing that there's a lot of movement of people. It begins in the book of Genesis when Abraham and his family are called by God to leave their Chaldean homeland of Ur and begin a long journey to the land of Canaan. Thus begins our ancient story of faith, rooted in the land we call the Holy Land. God said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your father's family, and set off to the country that I will show you. Abram set off just as God said. The book of Exodus then continues with the story of Moses and God's people's flight from Egypt. Obedient to God's call, Moses and the people begin the second great emigration from Egypt back to Canaan, back to the land of God's promise. The migration of peoples is nothing new. It is certainly not a modern phenomenon. From the beginning of time, people have set off as immigrants and pilgrims to find a home in a faraway land. Our contemporary experience of Africans migrating to Europe, of Eastern Europeans migrating to Western Europe, of Latin Americans emigrating to North America, people of the Middle East migrating to Australia and New Zealand. This is nothing new. Pilgrimage and emigration are as old as humanity itself. We're proud of saying that we're a pilgrim people, and because of faith, we trust that God journeys with us. Our first reading today from the book of Exodus has these great ancient stories as a backdrop. You shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you once were aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. God has walked with the people for many generations, aware of their suffering, their hopes, and their vulnerability. The alien, the migrant, has a place of great respect and dignity in God's heart. And because of that, so too in our Judeo-Christian faith story. The theme appears again and frequently in the New Testament as well. In the story of Jesus' birth, for example, we know that Joseph and Mary travel to the village of Bethlehem where Jesus is born, leaving their own town and going to a town that is not their own. The same Christmas story in Matthew's Gospel shows us the Holy Family being forced to leave in exile for Egypt as undocumented immigrants, a family fleeing brutal political persecution. Is it not that the very incarnation of God's Son who comes to live among us as one of us, is this not also a story of emigration, God's own immigration to a distant land? And finally, after the death of Jesus, a great period of persecution forced many of the disciples to disperse into every corner of the known world. It's a great paradox, in fact, that Christianity spreads precisely as the result of violence and persecution. Our world today is a world marked by the movement and migration of peoples. Immigrants and refugees are always vulnerable, as they were in times past. They leave the known world that they call home and they set off at great risk to an unknown land. Most of us are the children and grandchildren of refugees and immigrants, many of whom left their beloved homeland because of war or famine. Is this not why God's words in the book of Exodus today are so important, just as they were in ages past? You shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. In the gospel today, Jesus makes it very clear that love of God and love of neighbor cannot be separated. There's not one without the other. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. So what's the problem? Why does our world keep skirting the issue? Women and children are especially vulnerable to the vultures of human trafficking in our times. And yet politicians, many of whom call themselves Christians, continue to push laws that blatantly oppress and cause suffering for immigrants and refugees. You were once aliens yourselves, God cries out. Read my lips, people. Spouses are split apart, parents torn from their children, all because of laws that deny basic human rights and dignity to persons who have had to leave their beloved homeland to survive. So we need to ask ourselves, what side of the border do I stand on regarding this issue? Moses and his people fled the oppression of Egypt. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus fled the oppression of Herod. Many of our ancestors fled oppression and hunger. But God was always with them. Will today's immigrants and refugees find only walls and barbed wire fences in the very same land where our ancestors found hope and jobs, and land to work? Will today's immigrants find hatred and rejection in the very land where our grandparents found a God whose name is love? It's our turn now. And for God, no human being is illegal. Never.